the point of the evening was to honor the great groups and organizations that help out the community. And it was culminated by announcing that a really dear friend of mine that I've known, as we talked about that night, as two old people, we've known each other since the 20th century. We were colleagues at one point, and she even hired me when she was an editor at the Bakersfield Magazine to write a column for them. And I did it for about a year, but this is about 10, 15 years ago, and I didn't take it seriously. And I did it for about a year. I was missing deadlines, and you know, I was just trying to get the radio thing on its feet. If I was invited to do something like that now, I think I'd take a more serious approach to it. But I remember when she took me, we had sushi for lunch, and she offered me the gig, and I was like, hell yeah, I'll do it. Are you kidding me? And we really became friends, because I was really good friends back in those days when we were young, with Larry Fields, who at the time was married to Lois Henry. And Lois and Olivia Garcia, because I don't even know if I mentioned her name, Olivia Garcia, who is now the chairperson or chairwoman of the Hispanic, who was honored that night, her and Lois were girls. And I think because of professions and children or whatever, they're not as close as they were, but they were tight back then. And Lois and Larry would have barbecues. I've told the story. That's where I broke the Stephen Towers story, where I was sitting with a couple of deputies at one of Larry's barbecues, and the deputies were talking about the Towser murder and how they identified Christopher Hillis, that Hillis had perspired on the knife that he had used to kill and left embedded in Stephen Towser's head. And I'm sitting in the back of Larry and Lois's backyard, and these deputies are breaking a story right before my very eyes. And I was the news director at Clear Channel Radio, and I just happened to say to these two deputies, it'd be all right if I said this on the radio on Monday, wouldn't it? They're like, yeah, sure. And I broke the story, and Pelios went nuts and came upstairs and demanded that I tell him who my sources were. And I said, you're not my boss. And it's like, oh, yes, I am. Because we were KGT radio, and he had self-proclaimed himself news director, even though I was news director. And I still refused. And I told Sandy Gamblin and Don Christie, but I refused to tell Pelios. That's why, to this day, I think he's not a big fan. But anyway. So I've known Olivia a long, long time. She used to have me come to her BC classes and lecture her kids on the media. She's just one of those people that no one says a bad word about. So happy to see her being head of this thing. And Jay Tamsey, my neighbor, lives across, literally across the alley from me, is just another one of those special human beings. Told me a great story. Because he brought down the house. His parents were there, and he got an award that was given him by Humberto Sala and David Torres, and Jay started crying, and his parents were in the audience, and it was just a great moment.